How's everybody doing tonight? All right, cool. It's good to see you guys. Thank you. Let's pray before we begin, yeah? Father, we thank you for tonight, Lord. I thank you for the word that's going to be brought forth. I pray that it's your spirit flowing through me, not my words. I thank you, God, for every young life in here that they could receive this word with an open heart and just being receptive, Lord, to your word. I thank you, God, that you put this word in my heart, and I know it's from you. And I just thank you, God, that as people listen tonight, your people listen tonight, Lord, that they could apply to their lives and just know when their season is and when their season is not. And I thank you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I was hanging out this week with my wife, and we're getting ready to go on a little trip. Amen. And I remember when I took her the first time, she was pregnant with Andy, and we went to go visit her family in Hawaii, and it was a really nice time. It was a cool time, but it wasn't that cool because she was pregnant, so she couldn't do, like, crazy fun stuff because she was, like, 6 months pregnant, and that was my fault, amen? So, listen, and as we were hanging out and just talking, I had a complete different message, but I started to think back when I was young and the things that I would worry about. And one of the things that I worried about a lot was meeting someone that I could fall in love with and meeting someone that I could marry and have a good life with and just serve God together. That's something that my parents prayed for, and that's something that I prayed for as a kid to my young years and being a teenager into a young adult. I got married when I was 27. So what I'm going to share with you guys is a combination of studies that I've done with mentors, videos that I've seen with pastors, things that Pastor Drew and Pastor Tamara have shared in my life, and my parents, and a lot of people. Even I learned from young people, too, so we could learn from a lot of godly people, amen? And so we're going to talk about marriage today. And listen, and a lot of you guys are really excited about that, and a lot of you guys are really scared about that because you're thinking of, what if I, listen, besides the best decision you've ever made, which is accepting Jesus Lord as your Lord, as your Savior, the second biggest decision, and don't get spiritual on me, with accepting Jesus comes choosing a good church, and this is a great church, amen? But besides those two things, the next biggest decision you'll ever make is who you marry. Amen? Because marriage could be a blessing, or I've heard crazy, crazy stories of people who are miserable because they either dated out of season and got married out of season, they were disobedient to their parents, disobedient to their pastors, and now their life sucks, and they've gone through divorce, and like I said, it's going to be an awesome teaching for you guys tonight. Amen? So just because we teach marriage tonight doesn't mean that you're going to go get married next week because you said, Isaac taught us all what I have to look for, and I already have this person. It doesn't work like that. Amen? Amen? Or else pastors would be like, you taught them marriage, and they got married. Look, no. I didn't. We're going to make it really clear tonight with the word of God and with the counsel of our pastors, and it's going to be awesome. You guys ready for this? You guys ready for this? All right. Hey, if you're messing around, I'm going to call you out for sure, right? Because I love you, all right? So if you're on your phone on Instagram or Snapchatting, I'm going to take it away or give it to one of the leaders, and I'm going to say I love you, but this is more important than Snapchat right now. Praise God? Are you guys cool with that? Who gives me permission to take their phone away in front of everybody? All right, if you didn't raise your hand, I'm going to take your phone away too, okay? All right, where are the single people at? I said, where are the single people at? Hey. Don't be embarrassed. I'm not single, so. And if you're married, you better not be raising your hand. Amen. Hey, we're gonna start off with a really awesome scripture, and it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 1 and 2. That's gonna be the foundation. Now, concerning the things of which you wrote to me, it is good for what? A man not to touch a woman. This is Paul teaching. Nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own, everybody say his own wife, and let each woman have her what? Her own husband. Everybody say, find your own husband, okay? And then we're going to jump to verse 7. I think it's verse 7, right? Oh, no, verse 6 through 9. But I say this as a concession, not as a commandment. Check this out. For I wish that all men were even as I myself. But each one has his own gift from God, one in this manner and another in that. But I say to the unmarried and to the widows, it is good for them if they remain even as I am. Now check this out. But if they cannot exercise self-control, everybody say self-control. Self-control. Let them marry. For it is better to marry than to burn with passion. It's better to get married than to burn with passion, guys. What happens when people burn in passion? They do dumb things that are opposite of the word of God. Amen? I'm going to go through this fast because there's a lot of scripture for you guys, okay? Check this out. If you're married, don't tune out, guys, because you can teach this to your kids, to your grandkids. Amen? To your brothers, to your sisters. All right. You guys ready for what you want to look for in a man or a woman? All right. Number one, spiritual check. Hey, write that down. Spiritual check. Everybody say spiritual check. All right. Check it out. We're going to go to 2 Corinthians 6, 14 through 15. Do not be unequally what? Yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? This is an awesome scripture, guys. Paul is super clear in the word of God. See, the thing is, I've met young people and they say, well, she doesn't come to church yet. I'm going to convince her. I'm going to pray for her. I'm going to pray. I'm going to fast for her. But what does the Bible say? One accord, right? Don't be what? You guys are like super scared or what? Huh? Turn to the person next to you and say, this is going to be good. See, clear as day, the Bible tells us not to be unevenly yoked with a non-believer. And many people do this, but they're disregarding God's word. Now listen, just because they go to church, come on, just because they go to church doesn't mean that they're spiritual. Just because they go to church, I've had friends whose girls will come to church and they'll lift up their hands, they'll sing songs, they'll cry, they'll do the whole nine yards. And then they get married, they have kids, and then she stops going to church. She says, hey, the church wasn't for me, I was just doing it for you. I was just doing it for you. Amen? Listen, if you meet someone and they go to church, there should be like a growth that you guys want to do together in church. There should be you guys want the same things. We want to serve together in church. When I met Chanel and she was still partying and doing her thing, I say her thing, right? She started coming to church with me. She was dressing, not righteous. She was still partying, not, you know, being unrighteous. But God started changing her. She started serving here. She got baptized here. Her dress, the way she dressed started to change. The way she talked started to change. I knew that it was real. Amen? Amen? Amen. Tell the person next to you, that's for you too. Amen? See, the thing is, if one person is growing and the other is not, imagine going to the gym and you're working out and she's working out with you. And then she stops going to the gym. It's hard to carry somebody else's weight, and that's what happens sometimes. People get married, and instead of them growing together, one person's super in the Bible praying, but the other person is lagging. So now I'm carrying myself, and I'm carrying somebody else the whole time. Have you ever seen pictures? Yes. We could talk about that after, buddy. It's a good question, though. Okay. Where was that? Have you ever seen pictures where the husband comes out of like the chapel and he's carrying his wife, and it's so romantic? How long does that carry last for? Not too long. All right, baby, I'm gonna have to put you down because you're a little heavy. See, but that's what happens sometimes when there's two people that are not on the same page about going to church and their spiritual lives. You carry for so long, but there's a moment that comes where you're just like, baby, you got to start doing your thing. I got to put you down now. I need your help. Amen. So you got to check that spiritual. It's a spiritual thing. Amen. That you have to check. And it's not only because they come to church. There has to be fruits. Amen. Fruits. Everybody say fruits. You guys learning something tonight? Check this out. This is another great thing. This is something that I've learned in this church. Just because you go to church doesn't mean that you're faithful and that you're committed, that you're submitted. Amen? Well, let's go to our Hebrew scripture. And this is really good. This is what you have to check, girls, boys. Remember those who rule over you. Who rules over us in this church? Pastors. A lot of people say, not pastors. God rules over me. I don't submit to no man. I submit to the Lord. Spiritual, right? But listen, I submit to Pastor Drew and Pastor Tamara. They're my pastors because they hear from God. I'm in their house. This is God's house, but this is their house. How are you going to come to my house, open my fridge, drink my milk, eat my cookies? No, you got to come and say, Isaac, may I have some cookies? May I have some milk? You're in my house. We're in their house. We're family now. But I got to go to mom and dad and ask them, hey, what do you need me to do? What do you need me to do? That's submission. We go to the other Hebrew scripture. Okay, let's continue to read on 7. I'm sorry. 13:7. Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. Now, check this out. Look at the other one. 17. Obey those. Everybody say obey those who rule over you. And be, sometimes it's hard to say that word, right? And be submissive. For they, who? Our pastors. They watch over our souls as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not grief. Don't be that disciple from church that Pastor Drew and Pastor Tamara have to come and correct you, and you're just foochy face all the time. Why are they always bugging me? Why are they always? Because they love you. Let them do it with joy and not with grief. Oh, man, I can't bring correction to Valerie because she's always mad. Oh, I'm so grieved. Oh, Miranda, she's such a joy. When we correct her, she just accepts it and runs with it. Oh, Valerie. I'm just kidding. But you guys get the point, right? Amen. You guys good with that? See, not only saved and spiritual, but are committed to a local church. Shows commitment, shows submission to delegated authority. If they're not doing that, then you're dealing with somebody who has a lot of pride. Amen? A lot of pride. And you don't want pride because that's going to affect you in your marriage. Big time. Hey, honey, can you take out the trash? What do I look like? A woman to you? I'm just saying. I don't say that to Chanel. Chanel, where's she at? All right, I can say whatever I want. No, I'm just kidding. Can't lie. All right, point number 2, parental and pastor blessings, amen? Everybody say amen to that. Amen. See, some people don't like this one. I'll talk to my parents, but I won't talk to my pastors. If my parents give me the okay, then we're good because they're my parents and God put them there. Yes, that's fine, but trust me, your pastors see things that your parents might not see. Hey, buddy, we'll call this guy buddy. Hey, buddy, can you just help us and clean the toilets? Because the guy didn't clean the toilets, didn't show up today. Pastors see that. If a girl comes, hey, pastors, what do you think about buddy? Oh, he's nice, but he's not submissive. He always gives attitude. And his character, oh, we'll talk about character later, amen? You guys good with that? And I'm going to give you guys some scriptures, okay? Go to Ephesians 6:1, talking about parents. Children, everybody say children. Or like my uncle say, children's. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Everybody say that with me. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Is there another part to that? No? Listen, you say, well, my parents don't come to church. Children, obey your parents. Your spiritual parents, Pastor Drew and Pastor Tamara. I got 2 sets of parents in this world. I got my mom and dad, and I got Pastor Drew and Pastor Tamara. Amen? And I run stuff through them all the time. And I'm 32 years old. I'm an old man now. But they still give me advice. Amen? Parents, let me talk to you guys for a little bit. Our kids are young still. Who has older kids in this place? Oh, one, two, okay. Well, let me teach you guys something, all right? Hey, don't yield to what your kids want. This is one of my mentors said, hey, when you have kids, and I was like, oh, man, it's going to be a long time. I got two kids now. And I could ask them that have older kids, when was Shayla 3 years old? Yesterday, right? Well, not yesterday, but you guys know what I mean, right? It goes fast. But see, don't give consent if you feel something's wrong in that relationship. And guys, if your parents say no because there's something that they feel, especially if they're godly parents that go to church, or if your pastor say, hey, there's something about, just don't do it right now. This is not your season. Listen to them. Listen to them. Listen to them. I would have saved myself a lot of heartaches when I was younger if I would have listened to my parents and my pastors. Listen, I did a lot of this studying when I wanted to get married to a girl that I'm not married to today. And I'm just being transparent with you. I thought I heard from the Lord, and I thought that she was the one. I was totally wrong. And God showed it to me with a slap on the face. Amen. And I thank God that I had praying parents who were interceding every day. And I did not listen to them. I didn't listen to them. And I got slapped in the face real hard, and I fell on my face super hard. You think God wants you to be walking around depressed and sad because a girl broke your heart? No. My job was just to listen to my parents and obey God's word. And I would have been so much better when I was 20, 21. Amen? Amen? Number three, hear from God. Amen? Hear from God. You got to hear from God. A lot of times you say, well, I can't hear God. I can't. What are you trying to tell me? Go talk to your parents and pastors. They're God's mouthpiece. Amen? They're God's mouthpiece. They'll speak to you guys into your life. Check this out. 1 Samuel 15, 22. So Samuel said, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. To obey is better than sacrifice. To obey is better than sacrifice. You could do anything you want for that girl. You could do anything you want for that boy. But if that's not who God wants for you and God has told you, God is saying, listen, obeying is better than anything else that you could ever give me. Obeying is better than sacrifice. Amen. Everybody say that out loud. Obeying is better than sacrifice. Amen. This is the last point, but we're going to be here for a little bit, and I'm going to be done in like 10 minutes. We'll be able to hang out and talk, okay? This I learned from another pastor. Super funny. The last four is the C-checks. Everybody say the C-checks. Everybody say the C-checks. Write these down, all right? These are going to be a blessing to you when you're at that crossroad, when you're older and it's your time and your pastors have approved it and your parents have approved it and you've heard from God and you've done it, the spirituality check. Amen? Are we good? Don't do these C-checks now because, trust me, we'll come find you. Here we are. Don't marry based on this, guys. Don't marry based on this. A car. Oh, he drives such a nice car, Isaac. He could take me to the beach. He could take me everywhere, and his car won't break down. Listen, his daddy, his mommy's probably paying for that car. His dad or mom are probably paying for that car. Car. Number two, or letter B, curves. Listen, be mature. Fall in love with the inside and not the outside. You can find God will find you a really pretty girl and a really good-looking boy, but be more concerned on the inside and the outside. Let's go to where are we at? Actually, let's keep going. Cuteness. The curls was for the girls. Cuteness. Girls. Cutness. That's cutness. Cuteness. Well, cutness too, if you're cut. Amen? As both. Cuteness and cutness. Girls. Thank you. Not everything that shines is gold. Amen? Hey, listen. Curves, cuteness, cutness. When we're older and our bodies are getting old, we're not going to have that body we had when we're 17, 18, 19. But guess what's never going to change? That heart. If you're still sowing into that person and that person sowing into ministry and into to just his relationship with God, the inside just gets a lot more beautiful. Amen? See, people, I always tell people that come and say, oh, we want to date. They come to mission now. Hey, we want to start dating. And we tell them, listen, become best friends first. Because when you're old and your kids are married and they've kind of left you guys and this is you two and you guys kind of have any more kids, you guys are just old, you're going to have a friendship that no one else could take away. And check this out. Check this out in 1 Samuel 16:7. It says, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as a man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. That should be our heart. That should be your heart. Be like God. Don't look at their outer appearance. Look at the inner appearance. Man, what are they doing? How do we interact? How do we talk? How does he treat other people? How does he treat his family, his mom, his dad? Amen? You guys good with that? And the last one is cash. Cash. Hey, money doesn't last. Money can't buy everything. Money can't buy anything. You see all these rich people that are committing suicide. They have it all, but they don't have God. They don't have love. Their marriages are all jacked up. Their kids hate them because they just wanted to do their thing. Amen? All right, now these are things that you do have to look for. You guys ready for these? Dudes. Woo! Compatibility, amen? Like-minded, one accord in life, in church, and the things you aspire to do for the Lord. Amen? I love coming to church on Sunday and bringing my wife and seeing my kids. I love Andy coming home and saying, Daddy, I know a new memory verse, Joshua 1:9. And she'll tell it to me, Jeremiah 29:11, John 3:16. And they do it, and I feel like we're doing something right. I mean, my son comes, and he dances in front of people, and he likes to just sing and grab a mic and just get on the stage and sing. And I'm like, dude, this is going to be the next worship leader. This is going to be the next preacher right here. You know, and me and Shana have that. We have that desire to see our kids grow up and serve God. Amen. See, and not compatibility in a sexual way, because you guys shouldn't have sex anyways. You guys are not married. Amen? So, we have to be. See, like the world will tell you, live together first and then get married, because you want to see if you're compatible in bed. See, that's what the world teaches, but it's all upside down. It's going to jack you up. See, when you fornicate or you have sex before marriage, it'll blur, it'll hide the imperfections in the other person, because you're so infatuated with their physical body. And you won't see these things, but guess what? When you get married, it's like, well, I never thought you were like that. I never knew you were like that. He was like that. She was like that the whole way. Amen? Amen? B, character. Everybody say character. Character. Everybody say character. 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 Having good character, amen? I was talking to Shayla earlier, you know, minus the Holy Spirit. Remember what I said, minus the Holy Spirit. No, I'm telling you guys, minus the Holy Spirit. People technically, they don't change very much from like middle school, high school to when they're grown up. So if they were liars, they're liars. Minus the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit could come and redeem you, and you could be a changed person. I'm never going to discredit God, because God could do anything. If you were a gambler when you were younger, you're probably going to have that tendency to want to go gamble. If you were an alcoholic, you're going to want to have that tendency to be an alcoholic. I'm not saying, remember, minus the Holy Spirit and minus God touching your life. But this is why it's important to meet somebody and you run through these checks, because you're going to say, oh, listen, he likes to go out drinking. He likes to go and party with his friends. He likes checking out other girls. She's always texting, and I don't know who she's texting. If they're like that now, being married is not going to change anything. I'm telling you, God could really restore you, but why go through the heartache when you could catch the red flags and the yellow flags right now? Amen? We're just trying to prevent you guys heartaches and misery and being a failure. And you guys aren't called to be failures. You guys are called to be victorious and successful in everything that you do. Amen? Remember, what the devil meant for destruction, God will use that and smack him in the butt and make you a person of victory. Amen? All right, let's go to C. You guys getting bored?
No.
Competence. Everybody say competence. And not just competence is like being smart and being good at like playing drums. Or I'm saying competence to treat you right, to be loyal to you, to be faithful to you, to love you. I'm not perfect. Chanel, I'll tell you that right now. I have my attitude. I have my character. I'm not my character. I have my personality. I could be easily annoyed. But I'm working through that. Amen? She'll tell you there's more positives than negatives. Amen? Competence. Everybody say competence. Communication. Does he listen or does he talk about himself all the time? Let me say that again, girls. Does he listen or does he talk about himself all the time? Hey, babe. Oh, yeah, I went working out with my buddies. I did 10 reps and I was so strong. And look at this pump right here. I got such a good pump. And this and that and this and that. That might be a sign. It's not going to change when I get married. He's just going to come from work and talk about him and not listen to me. Guys, can I speak to you guys for a little bit? All right. Does she listen to you or does she gossip and complain all the time? See, listen. Guys got more excited about the girls than the girls did about the guys. Listen, this is not a bash on girls. This is, you guys can learn from this. Girls, are you listeners? And this is not with just a guy. How do you interact with your mom, with your dad? Do you get easily annoyed when your mom asks you to do something? Do you complain when they tell you to do something? Listen, I learned this from T.D. Jakes, and he says, everybody should live a whole single life. And people say, a whole single life, like forever? No, a whole with a W, a whole single life. A whole single life where you're wholesome, you're satisfied. You're satisfied with the relationship you have with God. Because then when you come into a relationship and you're not wholesome, you're like halfies. Everybody say halfies. And you hook up with another halfies person, and you get the halfies game. They think, oh, my half and his half will make one whole one. Trust me, it's going to be a wreck mess. I'm not saying you have to be perfect, because Chanel and I are still working through our imperfections. But have a wholesome single life living for God, amen? And when you get married, check this out. Meet somebody else who's wholesome and who's having an awesome spiritual life with God. And your life, trust me, is going to be awesome. I promise you. I promise you, because the word doesn't lie. Amen? Children. Everybody say children. How many children do you guys want to have? I mean, you guys talk about this when you guys, later on. Remember, you have to go through step one, step two, step three, and then you're here. But this is just stuff that you guys take in your notes, because I have notes that I'll show you guys from my mentors when I was 17, 18, when I was so longing to have an awesome wife. She didn't come till 10 years later. Amen? Amen? I've talked to friends who say, hey, I talked to my wife before we got married, and she said she wanted to have 5 kids, and I didn't want to have any kids. And we got married. And my wife's miserable because we have no kids. And people end up getting divorced because they have disagreements. So just think about that. Think about that and pray about that from right now. I've prayed for my kids since I was like 15 years old. Lord, bless me with some awesome kids that serve you, that don't complain against me. I don't want to be like me when I'm, you know, I don't want them to be like me when I was 15 and I was 15. You know what I mean? I don't want my kids to make the same mistakes I've made. And now that I have them, it's like a more intense, like, Lord, please, like, I want Andy to be an awesome, just righteous woman of God. And Isaac, I want him to serve you and just follow you for the rest of his life. Amen? All right, we're going to go into some good ones. Credit problems. You don't want to marry somebody who's already got, like, he's already in debt with a bunch of credit cards. Because guess what? When you marry him, you inherit all his debt. When you marry him, you like, when Chanel and I got married, I had just got a job, but we had no debt. We had no credit. God blessed us because we were serving at the church. Pastor Tamara hooked us up with an awesome place to live at for free. Can I say that? I mean, not for free, but can I share? Honestly, we're the youngest couple who manages apartments. We're still the youngest couple right now. Our bosses, which are Pastor Tamara's bosses, said, we don't want any young couples because they're young, they want to travel, they want to do their thing, they want to have kids. We want well-established, tenured couples. And I met Mr. Navarro and his dad, and we sat down, had a meeting. We were super green. We didn't know anything about apartment managing. I said, listen, if God opened a door for Pastor Tamara and Pastor Drew when they were young and they didn't know anything, he could do it for us too. We left the meeting. I told Chanel, what do you think? Oh, well, they were really nice, but I don't think they're going to. We got a phone call. Hey, you guys got the job. We've been chilling, living for free for the last 5 years. Rent free. It's work, but it's awesome work. Because, like, they call you at midnight, and they're telling you that there's water leaking everywhere and there's trash everywhere. And it makes you upset. But then when you're cleaning it, you're like, oh, this is not so bad after all. And I'm living for free, so it's cool, you know? Right? Hey, man, where's Chanel? She's not here today, huh? That's cool. Is he frugal or is he flashy? Is he frugal or is he flashy? Does he drive like an old car, but always has money in his pocket, and you could go out to eat and not put it on his credit card? Or does he drive a really nice car and he's always stressing that he has to pay his car bill and his credit card bill that he had to buy food with? You know? That's the kind of person that you're going to marry. And that's going to carry on to your married life. Debt all the time, stress. And then what does debt cause? Stress, anxiety. Then he's all mad all the time and she's upset because he's mad. And it's just a mess, guys. It's stuff you guys have to check out right now. Amen? Amen? All right, cool. G, confident. Confident. You want somebody who's confident. And this is a good one, guys. Are they confident, or do they always have, or do you always have to make them feel good about themselves? Or do they make you feel like crap so they could feel good about themselves? Have you ever met a person that always wants you to say, hey, it's all right, buddy. You're good looking, man. Your sweater's nice. Oh, thank you so much. Or do you know somebody, oh, I suck at playing the piano. No, you don't. You're good. Oh, I feel so much better about myself. See, that's a lack of confidence, right? That's lack of confidence. Or do you know somebody who says, like, you know, he's a bully or makes fun of people? It makes him feel good inside. That's a lack of confidence. That's somebody that lacks the identity of Christ. Amen? Trust me, I don't want to live with Chanel if she's going to tell me every day, please, you have to tell me how, I mean, I tell her how beautiful she is, but if she's like having a pity party every morning when she wakes up, she's like, I'm sad. Why are you sad? Oh, because I look so fat in these clothes. Every day, imagine that. No, baby, you don't look fat. You look fine. Oh, okay. And you have to do it. It's tiring. It is. You want somebody who's confident in who they are. Somebody who's confident who they are in Christ Jesus, amen? They walk around with bold. I'm not talking about cockiness. I'm talking about just being confident. Hey, brother, how are you? Hey, I don't like your shirt, Isaac. Oh, it's all right. I like it. You know what I mean? I like my shirt. I got this shirt at Target. Thank you. But you get me? I could go home and be like, oh, she didn't like my shirt. I'm going to have to throw it away. And all my other shirts that look like this. No, I shop at Ross, and I like my $10 shirts, and guess, you know what I mean? It's cool. Amen? Everybody say confidence. If you lack confidence today, guys, God wants to give you confidence. But you have to do something about it. You have to speak life into your life. You have to speak the word. What does God say about you? Not what people say about you. Start posting pictures with no filter. Start posting regular pictures. Don't be putting these cute Snapchat filters that make you look prettier and that fix your face up a little bit. Don't do that. Unfilter it. Let's do that for the next week. How about that? I'm going to be taking a lot of selfies where I'm going to be at, but I won't filter them. Hey, girls, can I just, this is from my heart to you. Don't take pictures with those dog filters, please. Hey, listen. You know why, though? Because the world and guys in the world see you guys like a piece of meat, and they call you guys bees. I'm not going to say the word at church. But what's a bee? A female dog. That's just my heart to you guys. If Andy ever wants to take a picture like that, and I, sometimes Chanel or her sister will take pictures of him, and I say, please don't take pictures like that of my daughter. She's righteous. Amen? So listen, girls, let that be, that's just my heart to you. That's not the word of God. That's just my opinion to you. So you could take it. Or say, you know what, I'm cool with it. My conviction is straight. I could take these doggy little girl pictures. That's fine. But I'm just giving you my heart to you as a dad. As a dad. Is that cool? Yeah. Is that cool, girls? Yeah. So if you, hey, that's just my heart to you, girls. Amen? And guys, if you're doing that, please stop. Please stop. I'll come and pray for you. Come and look for me and Joel, and we'll pray for you after church. Please stop. Cool? All right. Last one, and we're going to be done. Hey, listen, covenant. Some of these seeds I got from, like I said, other teachers and mentors, but this one God just gave to me at the end, covenant. Find somebody who's in covenant with God. Somebody who has a true relationship with God and is walking faithfully with God. I'm not saying talking about perfection, because trust me, people that had a covenant with God, a lot of them messed up, but God lifted them up and he restored them, like David. Amen. And there's this scripture in Job, and I love this scripture. I have, and this is for guys and girls, we'll just change it, okay? I have made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I look upon a young woman? Why then should I look upon a young man and lust after them? Make a covenant with your eyes. Make a covenant with your heart from now. And say, you know what? I have a lust issue. I have a porn issue. I have an eye issue, a mind issue. God, I want to make a covenant with you tonight. If you're going to take anything from tonight's message, trust me, make a covenant tonight. Because this, guys, embodies everything that we've learned today. Making a promise to yourself and to God that you're going to be pure. If you've, listen, let me, I'm going to be real straight with you guys. Listen real quick. If you've lost your virginity already and you say, well that's already, I blasted that out of the water. I can't do anything about that. Listen, God will bring restoration to your heart tonight. God will bring redemption to your life. Don't live in condemnation. People make mistakes. People make silly, stupid mistakes. But God wants to bring restoration to some of you tonight. And trust me, that wasn't on my notes. That's just the Spirit of God talking to some of you today. But stop. You know, you say, the Lord forgave me. That's in my past. The devil will try to remind you of it and try to accuse you of it. That's what he does every single day when he wakes up. He has a plan for you. He wants to destroy you. He wants to destroy you because he wants to destroy family. And that's what we're talking about tonight, guys, today. So listen, make a covenant with your eyes today, with your heart, to say, Lord, I want to be faithful to you, keep my eyes on you. So when I do meet the lady or the man that you have for me, and I go through all these steps, and I speak to my pastors and my parents, and there's no opposition, and they just say, they have the blessing. You don't want their consent, you want their blessing. Trust me, that covenant that you make today, you'll be able to make to your wife or to your husband. And trust me, it doesn't mean that the devil's not going to try to stop to jack you guys up and to come with lies. But I promise you, you'll have a successful life and successful marriages, healthy marriages. And you guys will be able to teach this to other young people. And you'll be an example to other young people. And that's the point. We have to be disciples, married disciples. My wife and I are disciples, and we want to be an example to you guys. We're not perfect, but we're doing it. Pastor Drew, Pastor Tamara, they're examples to me and my wife. Go get advice from couples that have been married a long time, not couples that have been married 10 times. All right? And like I said, I'm not trying to be, we're not trying to have a Jerry church, amen? But I'm telling you, let's stop. But listen. It's straight talk, guys. Straight talk. Can we be real tonight? God is real. He don't mess around. You know what I mean? He's straight up. But listen, this keeps coming up, and I'm going to end right here because it's already 8:15. If you feel condemned because you did you made a silly mistake. Listen, when Moses was up in getting the Ten Commandments, being face to face with God, Aaron was prancing and dancing butt naked around a gold calf. He was worshiping another god, a false god that they had made for themselves. Yet God had a different plan for him. He redeemed him. He made him a high priest. See, when David was messing around and he knocked up some other guy's wife while he was at war, God called David a man after God's heart. See, don't let the enemy come and steal your joy, your goals, because of something silly you've made. Trust me, God has made you tonight a brand new white garment, and he's clothing you tonight. He's putting a ring on your finger and saying, you know what? It don't matter what happened. What matters is what happens today. Amen? Are you guys good with that?
Yeah.
All right, let's stand up and pray, and we'll be done. Amen. Just shut off the lights. We're just going to pray. We don't need any worship tonight. We're just going to pray. If God spoke to you tonight, I just want you to lift your hand. We're not going to have an altar call. Just lift up your hand and say, God, I thank you for your word, Lord. Come on, say it like you mean it. Thank you for your word. I know there's a guy. Guys, don't say this. Girls, I know there's a guy for me out there. He's going to be my husband. Guys, say, God, I know there's a woman out there for me. She's mine. But at your time. Come on, everybody say this. At your time, Lord. Your time. Not my time. Your time. Come on, say this. I make a covenant tonight, Lord. With my eyes. With my heart. With my mind. To serve you, to love you. I thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for every young person in this place. I thank you for the word that was brought today, Lord. I thank you that it pierced people's hearts, Lord, that people could walk in redemption, that people could walk, Lord, in deliverance. I thank you right now for hearts that have been broken from prior relationships, Lord. If there's been some sin with fornication or anything like that right now, Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over their hearts, over their minds, Lord, that, Lord, all those nasty thoughts and all those old thoughts that still come to attack because of the enemy, Lord, I thank you that those thoughts are gone in the name of Jesus, Lord. We don't have to live in our past. We live in our future, which is you, Lord. Father, I thank you that we can stand on your word and say, Lord, that we've been saved by grace, and we thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray, and the church says, come on, give the Lord a shout tonight. Hey!